I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It happened for the first time in 11 years.
This is the minute that millions around the world have waited for. Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
And Jim Nance in all his glory as well, calling it. Tiger Woods wins the 2019 Masters. As I mentioned, the first time in 11 years he's won a major. Put it in perspective, last time he won a major, if you had a 10-year-old kid, they weren't born yet. It was the U.S. Open where he beat Rocco Mediate in that Monday playoff, that 18-hole playoff, and then the sudden death hole. His kids weren't around to see it. And Tiger Woods has gone through a lot, both self-inflicted and health-related-wise. But I think it's safe to say that you can hate all that stuff he did to accelerate his own downfall, the cheating on his wife, the driving around tuned up on Ambien, and still be excited by him winning yesterday. I think you can have both, Colin.
I'm excited for golf. I don't know. I find Tiger's Army off-putting, to be honest with you, because if you're not part of Tiger's Army, then you're some kind of hater. Sports is full of people that you like and people you don't like. Entities that you like, entities you don't like. People that you root for, and you don't necessarily have to root against, but teams that you root for or teams that you don't necessarily root for. I don't root for Tiger. I don't tell people they shouldn't root for Tiger, but the people who root for Tiger find something wrong with you if you don't root for Tiger. Like, I didn't find this... I think it's a story of redemption overcoming the injuries.
Yes.
Not necessarily the personal stuff. If Tiger Woods, and this is just my opinion, if all the transgressions personally that Tiger Woods overcame, so to speak, and I don't think he overcame, I think Jameson Taillon and James Conner have overcome things. Anyway, if Tiger Woods overcame those same things, and he was your neighbor, and he had reportedly 11 to 13 mistresses, and he passed out as he was in traffic, and he backed over a fire hydrant, all cranked out on Ambien, and he got into a big shouting match out on the street with his wife, and he did that, and he was your neighbor, I don't think you'd still pull for him in life. I just find, and sports is a totally different dynamic.
We root
animal.
For lots of people that I think we're able to detach ourselves from their personal storylines.
I get it, but I don't have to. And it feels like that the American success story is like, wow, look at what Tiger overcame. Well, that's great. You can have that story, but I don't need to. I'm not hating on him, but I don't have to root for him.
Let's remove the personal stuff then.
It's impossible for me to do.
Okay.
It's impossible because you know why? Because he fell asleep driving a car out in the middle of the street. Like, that's kind of tough. It's one thing if you just want to inflict harm on yourself, but, you know... I don't have to root for the guy. I don't.
Okay. No, I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying, I think if you look at the story of Tiger Woods, and again, who knows what goes on with half of the athletes that I personally choose to root for or root against or whatever. I can look at a guy who has a fused spine, who went through the health issues that he went through.
Oh, I'm not denying the fact that he's overcome a ton physically and should be celebrated for that.
Holy crap, this guy finally got back to the top of the mountaintop. And the poetic nature of doing it at Augusta in the Masters, the first one that he won way back in 97, and the full circle of life moment, hugging his mom and his kids when he walked off and hugged his dad after the first Masters championship 22 years ago. I can appreciate all that and at least push pause or suspend a little bit of reality on all of the other nonsense that came with him.
Well, I'm okay. Okay, let's say that you're okay with his personal life. You're okay with the fact that he came back and it's a success story or whatever. There's still nothing that says you got to root for
him. No.
And
I'm not going to tell you who to root
for. Part of the reason why I kind of don't like Tiger is because his fan base is so in your face that he's all that's good. Hey.
It's a little Notre Dame-ish for you?
Yeah, it really is. It's too much for me. And I want Tiger to be right there all the time because of what it does for that sport. Because it elevates it to, look, and no, it's a bit of hyperbole at play. But there's people are interested in the Masters, for sure. But now there's, I'm not saying no one would be interested moving forward until the next majors. But now if Tiger's playing, people are interested on Sunday when they're watching dinner because of what Tiger just did in the next couple weeks.
And on Friday when you were off, Jim and I talked about this a little bit about, and this is always the debate, right? What's the interest level going to be on Sunday if Tiger is involved or not involved? And you're absolutely right. For the game of golf, it's a good thing that Tiger wins.
For sure.
I'll tell you who does appreciate Tiger.
Those guys who came in second
and cashed for $850,000.
Yep. For sure.
And Tiger has a lot to do with that. And it was interesting to me, and I played a Brooks Koepka soundbite earlier about how he just talked about how cool it was to be on the back nine. This is the guy who's won three majors and came within one shot of winning another. It's kind of like a two-shot win, though, for Tiger. You know what I mean? But because he only needed the bogey on the last hole. But it's like he seemed like he genuinely got caught up in the moment and thought, hey, this is pretty cool. And those other people seemed genuinely happy for him and for what he has accomplished. And my wife was rooting for Tiger Woods. And I'm going like, why? I said, I thought you'd never root for him. She goes, that was a long time ago.
I was really surprised by that. And I think that's the question this morning. Do you feel good about Tiger winning the Masters?
I'm in the glaring and gross minority. I get that. And I understand it. But it like doesn't impact me. And I'm not going to waver from it. There's no like American birthright that says you have to root for this guy. And I think I'm not going to flip-flop about it. And it's okay. I'm okay with it. And sports is full of people you root for and root against, and I don't root for them.
The Masters for the first time in 11 years, 14 at Augusta. Are you excited about that, or do you just have no time for Tiger?
For me, the dynamic is weird. You have presidents, sitting presidents, past presidents. You have everybody in the sports world congratulating this guy. And that's all well and good. It really is. And sports is about picking. And here's what's going to happen today. People are going to, do you like Ben? Well, yeah, sometimes. You're free to pick and choose who you want to root for in life and in sports. And I've just really, and this goes before the transgressions, before the sexual transgression. I've just never really liked the way the guy carried himself. I was never part of Tiger's army. You don't have to necessarily, as a sports consumer, have a consistency with who you root for. I just don't like him. And that's okay. But you're a hater if you don't.
412-928-9370. Jeff's in the car. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Oh, there's Jeff. Good job by
All
Jeff.
Right. See you, Jeff.
But that's been always weird to me. Well, then do you hate Ben? I don't necessarily all like what he's all about, right? But I root for the Steelers on Sunday. Well, Tiger Woods, it's a different dynamic. It's an individual sport.
The reason I found myself rooting for Tiger down the stretch yesterday was because, a very valid and very strong point you've made about this is good for the game of golf. That's very important. I do like the redemption story, and I'm able to suspend reality and what this guy did away from golf for just a couple of moments and appreciate the fact that he was able to overcome the physical limitations.
I appreciate the heck out of that.
Right.
Not in the least am I discrediting his achievements. The guy won a major when many, many, many people counted him out, and he couldn't even stand up, and he couldn't even hardly go for a walk. There's no discrediting the physical nature and the things that he overcame to get to this point.
And to be clear, because it's very easy for people to make the Ben Roethlisberger comparison. And as you said, they're going to do it today. Let me tell you this. If Ben Roethlisberger led the Steelers to a Super Bowl next year, even though I don't agree with the past transgressions, with the things that happened back in the day, I'd still cheer for Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers to win a Super Bowl.
Jeff's back on the line. Let's talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I don't know what happened. But
That's all right.
You get these
people around the sports world saying that it's the greatest comeback in sports history. I don't know if you guys touched on it or not, but I don't even think it's the greatest comeback in golf. Ben Hogan almost died. He was in a car wreck. Couldn't play for, what, I think 2 years or what. He came back and won a bunch of majors after that. I don't dislike Tiger. I don't really have a thought about him. You know, good for him that he won. But, I mean, I was rooting for other guys to win, but, you know, ahead of him. But, I mean, I'm not discounting what he did.
Right. It's a thing with sports fandom. Well, you can you could dislike, you could root for, you could root for, root against whoever you want. It's sports. It's a diversion from life. There aren't fan rules. It's all arbitrary.
Here's the
you
other
thing.
You pick
who you want to win and who you don't want to win. It's not deeper than that.
I saw the greatest comeback ever thing thrown out there yesterday afternoon. And for me personally, the greatest individual comeback I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to be a yinzer and a homer, but ask Mario Lemieux how his February and March of 1993 went when he came back and won the scoring title after being treated for Hodgkin's. That's the greatest individual comeback I've ever seen in sports. So I don't feel like we need to grade it, though. Like, I think you can just appreciate Tiger coming back for what it is. It's a guy not winning a major in 11 years, and despite all his own personal transgressions that caused him his own personal grief and caused his family grief, he was able to bounce back from that and the physical issues, the health issues, to win. And I think that part of the redemption story was enough for me yesterday to be hooked.
I credit him for
and
the
root
physical
for Tiger
stuff. I don't give him any credit for the infidelity scandal and the fallout or any of it. Like, that's not coming back from anything. That's you being a knucklehead.
Well, it's being an idiot and causing your own problems, right? And accelerating his own downfall, which I think
sure,
he did.
And if
but then he did come back from that.
You get no sympathy from me.
That's fine.
For coming back for that. You want to fly around the country and crank a bunch of women between 11 and 13, the reports say. Like, that's not coming back from anything. That's getting your life back in order when you were... Again, the baseline I use is if the person who lived next door to you had those same exact behaviors, I don't know if you're of sound mind or however you act, but if my next door neighbor acted as such, I don't think I'd be looking to be, like, on his side anymore.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.